So, audio boom is changing. Or is it really? It's been changing, evolving for quite a while now anyway. I think those who mourn the passing of a community approach to audio boom should have started their mourning quite a while ago. And I don't say this with any bitterness whatsoever. I feel that actually those of us who have had free accounts have been incredibly lucky, frankly, to retain them over this time, to have an awful lot of audio stored on Audioboom servers, to have been able to talk to the world, at least a little bit of the world that wanted to listen, unfettered. Unrestricted in terms of time, really. Certainly in terms of the amount that we wanted to record. I don't think we can really complain. So, if this episode, if you will, of audio from me isn't to complain that free accounts are going, that people are being asked to either sign up to premium accounts or, in the longer term, lose their previous audio. What is it that I want to say? Well, it's two things, really. Firstly, I really hope that Audio Boom will find a way to enable audio from the past 8 years or so of its existence to be archived in some way. It seems to me that maybe not everything, but a good chunk of the audio on Audio Boom is a useful record of what life was like in the early 21st century, not just in the UK, but in the US and in other countries from which people recorded. And I think it would be a great shame to lose it. There was, of course, the UK sound map, and I believe that was archived separately. But there were field recordings from various places, people's thoughts on current affairs, and also records of individuals' lives, which in the future could shed quite important light on what it was like to exist, to be a person at this time and space. And I think to lose that would be terrible. So as I say, I hope that Audio Boom will find a way of allowing that content to be retained in some way. The other thing that I wanted to say, and I gather this is much like others who've been on here for quite a while, is to do a bit of a sort of goodbye piece, but also to say where else you can find me. I'm playing around with Anchor at the moment, and you can get me at Anchor, anchor.fm/bearingaway. Bearing away is spelled BearingAway. Bearing away. I also have a blog. I don't really update it very often, but it is at bearingaway.co.uk. Pretty simple to remember. And also, my Twitter account uses the same name now, so twitter.com/bearingaway, something I never achieved with my Audioboo account, uniting it with my then Twitter names. It'd be a shame to lose contact with a good number of people on here who've followed me and who I've followed over the years. And so do add me on Twitter, follow me on Anchor. I'm going to maybe have a go at actually using Anchor to podcast properly, i.e. not quite so ad hoc, a bit more thought about, but I'm not going to promise anything. And at the end of the day, Anchor will be as free as Audio Boom has been to work out the best model for financing their platform, which may well include a premium approach, and which may well include losing content which we've produced over time. I suppose a word on why I'm striking this tone in terms of a sort of closing recording, and that's that Audioboom has created a podcasting account. It's $9.99, which I'm not quite sure how that converts into pounds and pence. Slightly odd for a company listed in the UK, but that aside, personally, for me, I don't think that it offers value. I'm not saying that it doesn't for anybody else, but for me, as somebody who doesn't really podcast in a standard way, I just record ad hoc episodes. Sometimes I'll record loads in a stretch, such as when I'm on a holiday. Sometimes I won't record any for months. And so being restricted to 5 episodes would be too constraining for me, and paying, over $100, again, whatever that converts to in pounds, a month just doesn't seem like value. But I repeat what I say, I don't leave this with any bitterness. Audioboom has enabled me to convey thoughts, to convey experiences, hopefully to give people, certainly in the early days when there weren't many visually impaired people particularly prominent on Audioboom, and I wouldn't claim to have been particularly prominent myself, but when there weren't that many people, to do a little bit on what it was like to work a guide dog, and to try and help some people to understand some of the challenges, but also very much the high points of doing that. And the way the platform was set up enabled me to do that. And frankly, the generosity of providing all that server space without payment. So, thank you to Audioboom for bringing us this far. As I said, it'd be great if you can find a way of enabling content to be archived. And also, for those of us who've recorded a lot, and I've now reached around 2,400 recordings, for those of us for whom downloading individual episodes manually just would be far too time-consuming, it would be wonderful if there was an easier way of backing up our recordings, so that things like the audio diary I kept when training with my first dog, Vance, or indeed the one training with Geo last year, don't have to be thrown away. Okay, so thanks for following me over this time. This may well not be the last recording, but it's probably one of the last ones. But do come and join me on Anchor, or indeed reading my blog on Twitter. I don't post an awful lot, but I'm there. Thanks for listening.